So welcome, everybody. Thank you for this beautiful co-creation that we've put together. This is our opportunity to kind of connect, not only energetically, but also to beautifully play together today to create something magnificent. First of all, we're going to be looking at creating and experiencing a transformation within ourselves, and we're also going to create such a powerful transformation that is going to be reflective throughout the whole planet. And of course, it's going to start changing many, many things because you are ready for it. The reason that you've decided to be part of this in the live stream or also to look at it from the recording aspect of it, and I do recommend that the recording, once you do have it, to repeat it. But at this point in time, we've come together, and all the people on the live stream, we're going to be working with our energies. Everything is going to be combined together and to move through so that we make everything much more accentuated. And when I say accentuated, I'm not talking about intensification on a physical realm. There may be some of that. But what we're looking at, an intensification on all parts of the changes that we're really aligning ourselves to do at this point in time. So allow yourself to be fully present with what we are going to be doing today. So it's the conversation will have a very powerful energy, and then the reaction and the responses that you guys will have, and I don't mean reaction in the old 3D version of way of looking at things, but the beautiful interaction that will occur as we respond with not only the information, the energy of the voice. So be attentive to the discussion or what I will be sharing and so forth. And we will be doing a lot of different processes that will involve yourself. So if possible, whenever we are also doing the process, to be really attentive to kind of stop everything else that you're doing and to be part of those processes. Now, we will do various processes to accentuate the work that we are going to be doing today. So this is a workshop, but it is a play shop, really. The reason we use work, because of the fact people can relate with the work. But really, you know, when we look at life, is life designed for us to work and struggle and to make things very difficult? Or are we really designed in our true essence to flow and to play? So this is why, you know, anything, any work that I've done with people over the years, you know, I've always referred to play, and this is a play shop. We're going to play with each other, and we will play with ourselves, because we are multifacets of ourselves. And through the play, we will create a lot of different transformations and provide an environment for you to really step up into the state that you're in. So what are we doing? You know, we're looking at this topic here, actualizing beyond your current state. So the question comes in, what are we actualizing? Well, we're actualizing a new life stream. We're actualizing a new way of life, actualizing how we interpret it, how we experience life in a physical body, but also on a planet. Okay, all of us are here on the planet because you chose to be here. Okay, it doesn't matter what our mind may have constructed from an ego base saying that, you know, we didn't choose it or anything of that nature. We know from a true fact, from the very core, we chose to be here. We went through the whole construct of aligning all the individuals and so forth. However, we also took on a very interesting journey through all of these beautiful creations that we've adopted as we came here to play. So we actually disconnected ourselves to a certain degree, created an overlay of what our true essence was. So we're going to, the whole workshop, play shop, is around actualizing beyond your current state. What does that mean, current state? The current state is how we are experiencing our life right now. What the state that we are, not only physically, emotionally, consciously, but also all the organization with the different playmates that you have in your life, could be partners, could be children, could be family, could be work environment, whatever, that current state, but also the community's current state and the planetary current state. That was all created for an older version of who you are. So here we are. We're going to actualize beyond that. If we're going to create a new reality, we're going to create a new world, which we are part of right now, and we have chosen to be part of it. You wouldn't be on this video. You wouldn't be doing the research that you're doing. You wouldn't be tuning into yourself. You wouldn't be tapping into the core essence of that knowing, the archive of that knowing of who you are, and not only who you are, why you're here, and what you came here to do. And that does not disqualify anything that you've done up to this point in time. It does not disqualify where our current state is right now. That was all necessary at one point or another, or else you wouldn't have created it that way, and you would have entered in a different way to have a different experience. So we're going through it to live your new reality. It is a new reality that's birthing from us. That new reality is coming to the surface in a very powerful way. And that is what we're allowing ourselves to go into that new reality and to birth it. And that birthing starts with you. See, we have to understand. We have within ourselves a blueprint. We have our essence of massive amount, not only of consciousness, of experientially enriched state of being. What does that all mean? That you are within yourself a true essence, an essence beyond the physical body, but you also have an essence of your true form of your human body, your true form of your creative ability, your true form of your creation. So there are versions of you that exist. And you start off with the highest, purest form of that version. That means your body, your mind, which is an overall consciousness, your human entity, your soul has come in with this highest version. And a multidimensional soul came in all with the highest version. Now, it created an alignment and started to adjust to use what was in the playground, what others were reflecting, to adjust and create and adopt different versions of yourself. This is the reason there is so much focus on programming ourselves, convincing ourselves, to educate ourselves in lower versions of ourselves. Okay? And these lower versions were required for the journey that we've took up to this point in time. It was required to be able to integrate and learn from the experience to the point of enriching yourself in that lower game to come to the point where you are able to use all of that to bring that new reality, that new way of life. The people call it new world, right? The new world is already in you. That new world has been upgrading along the way. And that new world that you're experiencing within yourself, you're birthing, you're bringing it forth. Yes, we have been involved with a lot of reflection, a lot of input that did not make that world seem real, okay? We are, yes, an optical, or what this called a holographic projection. So is the planet and everything else. But we made it real. We made it real for a purpose. Because in its realism, this is how we grow and experience. So there's nothing wrong to say, well, I'm going to shift from realism to something illusionary, because we talk about illusionary. Yes, it may be in its kind of foundation somewhat we call illusionary, but that illusionary is made real to be experienced. So what are we doing? We're shifting that level of realism to the true essence of our realism, to utilize it in a more powerful way. And that's what we are doing. Okay, we have tremendous amount of capacity. Let's take a look at it. Okay, overall consciousness, that is constantly evolving, constantly expanding. The makeup of it is from resources from other souls, from other dimensions. souls that are on this dimension. But it's also all that is contribute from all its experience from your multidimensional soul, okay, which a lot of people refer to. We also have access to many, many, many lifetimes from its origins till now, which is 15,000 years till now, of experiences from your earthbound soul called the human entity, plus the body, everything. The body is the extension of Gaia, the extension of its evolution. Its evolution encompasses 15,000 years and beyond, because it also brings some of the references of future, past lives or past retoolings. And that is shared. And also that all the changes are going. So all of that is coming in and reshaping, upgrading. But when you look at every facet of it in its true state, it's very much more expanded than what we're experiencing right now. When you look at what capacities we have in physical form, with all of those consciousnesses plugged in. And remember, the body is also receiving, even though it has been turned off in the way it was before, it is coming back online more and more for each one of us. And what is that? What's coming up for us? What's coming up for us? That's the question we have for ourselves. We are bringing forth, like I said, the birthing part to have all of that to come to the surface. Okay? When you really look at it, we are going through a transformation. That means that every facet of ourselves, every facet that we've adopted at any point in time, energetically encodement. So you have the purest state with overlay. So as I was saying, like even the DNA is changing. Because more is feeding. But it's not only information, new codes. It's a new way of life. So it's actually advancing the human experience. And this is before we look at all of the down-tuning that we did of what we're experiencing now. So even the original design from 15,000 years ago, for that window of 5,000 years ago, which was working in its pristine state, as much as that is being brought back forth right now, all that's streaming in is upgrading that version. So your human, true human experience has increased. And we're bringing that back online right now. So what's happening with that coming back online? Yes, we're getting a lot of support energetically and otherwise. Absolutely. And that is what we're allowing in and calling it forth. We've made those agreements. But through this rebirthing, through this whole process, there's a crumbling that's happening. And what's the crumbling about? It's crumbling the old version of ourselves. All of our perceptions of ourselves and the world and all of the relationships that we have. The relationship with yourself, the relationship with right down to your body, your human entity, your soul, your overall consciousness. But the relationship of all your playmates that are in your life, your relationship of your environment, your community, all your extended families and so forth, but the relationship with the planet itself and all of what we call the collective sharing and dancing that we're doing. So that's breaking down. All the levels of facade. And what does that facade mean? Those are the levels of yourselves that you have overlaid over you. So let's take a look at this. Let's get started with our... All right. Let's bring this in. Okay. So, What are we looking at? So this is you. I'm not an artist, so stick man's gonna do. And this is non-gendered because it encompasses both genders. So at this point in time, we have and have had what we call a true, pure essence of yourself, which is the representation of what we see and feel as a body, as energetic, as emotions, but we also feel it as an expression through the highest advanced version of yourself as your human entity and soul, which encompasses and creates what we call your overall consciousness and projection. This is you in its purest form. And we come in that way, or at least the starting point. So your body is starting in its purest form. Your human entity is coming in and bringing forth some of the experience that without all the trauma and everything else, even though it may have brought some of that and brought it accordingly, but also your multidimensional soul has brought that in too. So it's brought in the pureness of it, and it did not lose it ever. But not only that, this has been upgrading along the way, not only experientially energetically and so forth. The codes, the spectrum of light it operates in, the frequencies it operates in, the channels of dimensional consciousness all has been upgrading. Now, as much as we were not using the DNAs to the degree for a period of time, that has also been upgrading. However, when we came here on the planet, what did we do? As you're in your mother's womb, you went through a process. That brilliantness that you are remained, but then there were layers that were pulled in, not only from your mother, your father, whoever that may be, but also from your whole lineage and so forth, and created what we call another layer of yourself. A facade, another representation. What did that do? Lower your frequency, lower your access of consciousness, lower the brilliance of your full spectrumness, and it was done so that you can now be able to interact with your mother's energy and the energies that you were coming through. Now, that was an agreement. It was not outside of you. That was an agreement, okay? But it didn't stop there, because once you came into the playground, you were more exposed to the environment and other influences around you, including education, the media, your family, your whoever you interacted with, but also the collective feedback. So what did you do? You ended up creating another facade, which incorporated this part too. It wasn't outside of it, with a little bit of your true state. So this is the facade that you were creating, okay? That is an interpretation of who you are. Now, this continued as you were further exposed, further involved. Now you are involved with the experiencing part. Not only the experience, you were getting feedback from your own experience. That means now you're navigating on your own. You're interacting with others with many facades. And now what you're doing is you're getting that feedback and you create another layer. So now who you truly are has a completely different interpretation. And in that interpretation itself, it's very different than the original, purest essence. That interpretation has limits. That interpretation has perceptual ideas that there is no freedom. You cannot be totally yourself. You have to adapt. You have to adopt whatever the collective will say, whatever the collective is reflecting. That you need to age, you need to deteriorate, you need to only have a short lifespan, you need to agree, and so forth on the interactions that you have yourself. You now start putting labels, but these labels are also definitions that you applied from your experience. Applied, meaning I am this, I am that, I am wounded, I'm fixed, I'm good, I'm bad, I'm this, or whatever. But we also labeled ourselves and defined ourselves. And we take on a temporary name and we identify with that name, but we put layers and layers and layers of that experience of what that name refers to. And if you put DRs or other letters behind it, before it, and whatever else, or the MRs and MSs and whatever else before it, it actually confines it even further. So now, that's where we are right now. This is the beautiful dance that we're doing. Pretty cool. We're having a lot of fun, aren't we? But what's happening right now? What's really happening right now? Right now, we have made an agreement. We're not only harnessing the highest, pure essence of yourself, we're also bringing in the Calvary, in a sense. That's a wordplay. We're bringing in all the resources available that we're ready to actually receive. So yes, we're receiving a lot of different energies, beautiful, brand new codes. We're actually breaking down or allowing all of this stuff to break down all of these facades. So what's happening? All these energies are coming in, re-energizing, reactivating, making this part, the truer essence of yourself, so powerful that it's coming more and more of the servant. This one does not identify itself as this or that. I'm not male or female. Yes, I am a male and a female body, but I am not limited to how I play it. And yes, maybe there is some operating systems with the male and female part, but at this point in time, I'm not identifying with that, and I'm not accepting all of those because it doesn't even exist in your consciousness. It's not like I got to deny it. No, it doesn't even exist. So that's coming to the surface. So what's happening with all of this reactivation, re-stimulation, and all of the support that we're getting, we're actually dissolving all of these. We're breaking it down. We're breaking it down right to the physical cellular encodements, our consciousness, and we're breaking down all of these lower versions because each one of these lowers the version for you. And when I mean lower, you're lowering your access of consciousness. You're lowering your pureness. It doesn't go. You're just tuning the dial to bring it down. You're creating versions of yourself that is of a lower vibration. And many of us, if not all, at one point or another from our arrival here, we went from our purest state of organic 3D with access to all the higher dimensional consciousness and went into that inverted 3D and inverted 2D. And then in some cases, most likely, many of you are not engaged in that level going into 1D, okay? So each one of those actually went into further and further disconnection of yourself. So what's going on? We are now going forth through the process of dissolving those layers. This is why we have these programs coming up, those triggers coming up, those emotions coming up. And the breakdown is actually letting go of the reference that we had about your life. So there's a breakdown of the codes within your body, in the code of your consciousness, in your overall, but the breakdown are these. And allowing all of this stuff to break down as you're going along. and it's getting weaker and weaker at the same time. And the process is to allow that purest, most updated, because like I said, it's updating, to come forth. Because in that state, and we'll cover a little more as we go along, but that is what is going on. But this does not only refer, so through this process, we will be removing all of this. And that is the process we've already started. It's nothing new. The only difference is this is upgrading for you. You're accessing more and more of the energies that are coming through. But if we said, okay, we look at the planet. Okay, so let's call Earth our playground. It has the same thing. Pure code essence, the pure blueprint, the pure design. And then all of these layers we'll put in. And that is also breaking down. Because realizing these were necessary for us to be able to experience that lower version of ourselves. Because if we were receiving fully the energies being offered by Gaia and its evolutionary process, then it would not be able to sustain us to be able to support all those other versions of ourselves. So that's breaking down. So that we are now stepping into a truly higher state. And that's what we're experiencing. Is the world breaking down? Are we coming to a demise personally, physically, in the world? And the world, I mean? No, we're not. We're not. So what does it require? Be able to go beyond those layers that we looked at. Because those layers that we have do not reflect us any longer. It is not a reflection of who we are. And that's what's changing right now. So it's going to feel. If we have attachments to this, and we have the attachment to the world to look that particular way, that things have to be under survival, struggle, that everything moves so slowly, because every one of these facades that we create creates rigidity, and it slows down. So change slows down. That we need assistance to make the changes. That we need facilitators to change anything in our own experience. That we need all these people to come together right now to change all our systems in the world for us to have a better life. Guess what? As we allow our truer essence to come through and that reflection that's coming through the planet, guess what? The systems, which are already happening, are crumbling. Because all the systems are in here. And this is crumbling too. As I said, it is crumbling. So the easy way to change the world is to change yourself. And how do you change yourself? You start accessing more of that. And that's what part of the workshop is all about. Is accessing that truest form of your essence. How powerful you are. Because you are powerful. And we'll cover some of that.